Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kelly O'Hara.
What an honor to be with you.
Really?
Wow. This is so exciting.
What do you mean an honor?
Early with you guys.
What do you mean an honor? Nobody ever says that, right? Kelly.
Well, I'm sorry. Maybe, you know, I can charge $100 an hour for some therapy. Yeah. We can have that talk afterwards. But you are worth it, okay?
Okay.
You are a wonderful person.
Oh, well, thank you. Wow. So are you. Kelly wants to share a little bit about her Dana-Farber experience.
Sure.
With us.
No, thanks for having me on. It's so great. Last year at this time, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, as I call it, the boob cancer.
The boob cancer.
The boob cancer.
And so what is that? What's that like?
It's not a good thing.
It's not a happy moment.
It's not great.
But what goes through your mind?
So what happened was that my story's sad. I'm not going to bring your audience down, but don't worry, I'll bring it back around.
That's okay. We want to hear your story. That's the important part.
So last year, my husband and I have been trying to have kids for a little while, and we couldn't figure out what was going on. So we started going through a series of tests, and what ended up happening is that my doctor said, you know, you need a mammogram before we give you this medicine. I said, okay, great. So went in for my mammogram. Breast cancer does run rapidly in my family. My cousin, Jimmy Bonapane, right now is battling stage 4 colon cancer. I mean, cancer is a drug that, is a disease that really sabotages my family.
Yeah.
And so what ended up, I'm aware of it. So at age 34, a couple years ago, I had a test. Fine, you're in great health. However, last year when I went in, I said, oh, well, I had a mammogram, 4 years ago? I'm completely fine. So I went in and they said, hey, we think we see something. Can we bring you on back? And I said, sure. They said, it's no big deal. It's completely common. Sure, no problem. So I go back and, you know, a routine test is like 2 hours.
Right, yep.
Suddenly they're like, we want to do an ultrasound. I said, oh, that's normal, I think.
And I hope. I hope.
So
yeah.
Suddenly, you know, here I am like on the table and, you know, thank God my husband was in the room because I don't think no one would believe me. And the doctor says, that looks cancerous. And I was like, what? And I'm like, I don't think you can see that to me.
I know. Like, how about like some kind of a warning?
Do you have a bedside manner? And
I'm like, going to office or something?
And I'm like, what does that mean? And they're like, well, it's got to come out. And I'm like, again, wrong thing to say. So then began about like 5-6 weeks of tests. And then we got some, you know, unfortunate news. But, you know, I will tell you that organizations like the Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund really are so important. And it's amazing because I'm born and raised fourth generation local. It's amazing to me that we have this in our backyard.
Yes.
I mean, I'd be sitting there on the boob floor, the boob wing. It's the ninth floor of Dana-Farber.
Uh-huh.
It's all breast cancer. And there'd be women there from all over the world.
We were talking with the mayor yesterday about this.
Over
I mean, this city
world.
This is where you go when the worst thing happens.
Can I just tell you a story about the mayor? I have a story. So I love Marty Walsh. And when I had breast cancer, I've known Marty Walsh for years because I've been a street reporter. And I told him I had cancer. And he grabbed my hands and he prayed for me. And he gave me rosary beads that were blessed by the Pope and said, I will pray for you because he had cancer. And I started crying. And
yeah.
I was at a function. He is the most generous, kind-hearted, wonderful person I've ever met.
Does he have like a box of those in the trunk?
Wonder.
Like
yeah,
how
does that's
like
what
how
I was
many,
wondering.
And
you
how
get like
many,
a box blessed
yes, yes,
from Amazon.
It's like a pre-blessed box of rosary
yeah,
beads.
Well, you know
the,
what? I am Team Marty Walsh.
Yeah.
I didn't show him the tattoo. It's a little creepy.
Yeah.
No, but then after that, what ended up happening was that, you know, I had some surgeries, I had radiation, but I will tell you that, you know, every single step of the way, the great thing about Dana-Farber too is that you have access to some of the best doctors in the world. And, you know, I am in remission. My chances, as with anything, you know, are more higher to get cancer again. But what I will tell you, and I was telling the folks last night, is that, you know, my grandmother died of breast cancer 30 years ago. I'm here today. What's going to happen in 30 years from now if people, you know, donate for this research? Because as you said, you know, you don't know what dollar really does.
Your dollar. Yes. Your dollar right now. Can totally change somebody's life. Mm-hmm. And Dana-Farber clearly changed your life.
Oh, my God. By all means. I mean, I had the genetic testing. I don't have the gene. But they said I might have a gene that's never been discovered because, right. You know, and that's the research that's important because all the women in my family have had breast cancer.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's crazy. It's devastating.
And Kelly, you're an incredibly upbeat person.
Oh, thank you.
And to think, though, about some people who may get a diagnosis like this and may not have your ebullience or may not have your energy and could go in there and Dana-Farber can lift their spirits. And someone like you may also need that spirit and may need that kind of camaraderie as well. I think for every dollar, Greg, that goes into R&D and upgrades and machinery, to have the emotional output that they do is just as important.
Did you just use the word ebullience on this program, Nick?
Sorry, Coach. I'm going to go do a lap.
I get it. She's a journalist. You're trying to impress.
I was actually going to say whiskey was my upside.
Bourbon. Bravo.
That's really helped turn that frown upside down.
Bourbon. A Manhattan saved your life. Never mind. Dana-Farber, a Manhattan up saved your life, Kelly. Do you
ask anything? I'm an open book.
Well, I want to know if it's like the Tim McGraw song. Has your life changed since? Like, do you do things differently?
I mean, I juice. He's like, which is
are you
awful.
On the celery juice,
sweetie? I am like this. No, but I will say that there's been a change up here.
I was going to say, like, do you worry less about work stuff or drama?
Oh,
or
absolutely. I definitely worry less about that stuff, and I worry more about my health and me and my family. And I exercise now, which, by the way, I hate. But, you know, I ran Falmouth this weekend. I trotted.
You trotted Falmouth?
You were out there, too?
I did.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, it was hot, right?
It was hot.
Oh, God.
There we go.
Humble brag. That was the worst humble brag of the day.
You know, it's bad when the 90-year-old guys are, like, running past you.
I've been there. I do 2 5Ks a year, okay. one for my foundation and one because my daughter makes me do it in Ocean Park. And I feel close to a complete coma by the end of it. I can't. Mm-hmm. Running is the worst possible thing in the world.
It is awful.
But great on you for doing it.
No, but there's. I mean, I will tell you the greatest thing is I remember when I was diagnosed. I would have people, random people, excuse me, rallying, calling me all the freaking time, and it was so humbling. People that you wouldn't even imagine, like the mayor of Boston, the Dudley police chief pulled me aside because he has battled cancer.
Wow.
I mean, amazing people just come to you, hold your hand, and I won't get religious, but they offer to kind of walk with you in this journey. And that's the type of outreach that Dana-Farber and this community offers. And giving money to research. I mean, folks, think about it. My grandmother died of this disease. I am living. Mm-hmm. What's going to be the prospect in a few years from now? Just by donating for this research to a foundation that is their sole mission, to solve this awful disease.
Couldn't have said it any better, and
I
won't say anything else. So, Kelly, thank you very
much. Thank you. I appreciate being up with you guys this morning. Thank you so much.
All right. It is the 18th annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. We are at Fenway Park. You can call 877-738-1234 and follow Kelly's advice and give. That's 877-738-1234. This year's Radio Telethon is presented by the Arbella Insurance Foundation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.